So we started off with only a Facebook page. I just want to emphasize that we had no funding whatsoever. So we were entirely like a voluntary organization. And we just started a Facebook page where we wanted, you know, Muslim victims of Islamophobia to be heard in their own voices. So we decided to publish the reports there in an anonymized way. And we opened up a hotline, which was basically our own phone numbers. And we started recording these incidents and publishing them. So we mostly started sort of with our own passion and our own anger, really, at what was happening. And we started, you know, publishing these reports, but also eventually writing yearly reports where we tried to analyze these data and not only provide details about the kinds of forms of discrimination and violence that Muslims are experiencing in many different realms of society, not only in the street by individuals, but also legally on the job market, in education. So we would record these incidents, but also try to place them in a broader context of institutional racism.
What kind of reports do you receive at the Report Islamophobia Foundation?
Well, the vast majority of reports we receive come from Muslim women who are either experiencing abuse or physical and verbal in the street, who are experiencing discrimination on the job market for wearing a hijab, a headscarf. Sometimes incidents related to policing, for example, the ethnic profiling of men and women who wear Muslim attire. From the very beginning, we received reports from, for example, a woman in a supermarket who is, someone shouts at her, dirty Muslim, go back to your own country. We are also interested in the nature of these events because many, many Muslims never report what happens to them. Either they're not interested in reporting it, or they, much more frequently, they don't believe that it will make a difference. Or, for example, with these women who wear the niqab, these experiences are so common in their everyday lives that some of them would say to us that if I were to report each incident I experience, I would be constantly, you know, on the phone. So what is much more important to us is the structural nature of Islamophobia in the Netherlands, in Dutch politics, but also in everyday life.